Restaurant reservations for Thanksgiving may be kept. And your weather word, mild with sun and clouds. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot & Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot & Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot & Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot & Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot & Ankle family.
WADK weather.
Today, partly sunny and breezy, high 57. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny once again, high 58. A few clouds will stick around tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 48. Overcast Sunday night with late showers, low 44. Kicking off the week on Monday, cloudy with a few sulky morning showers, followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
And the Open Forum for 65 years. And the Open Forum for 65 years, our exchange of ideas, and we serve our hometowns and some special people in them. So this hour, we're going to do just that with our Elder Affairs Service. And for the next hour, we'll focus on some things that will help you, who are the folks who are the senior of us and the wise ones and all of that. And we kick things off with Stephanie St. Laurent from Coastal Foot and Ankle. Stephanie, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. It's always a pleasure to, you know, be on the air and talk to you guys who are like been our family since the beginning of our company. So it's always nice to talk to y'all.
Well, we appreciate that. And you know, it's a good time of year to be, it's a good time of year to be talking about family because this is Thanksgiving coming up on it here. And one of those times when family really, really comes to the forefront.
Agreed. Yes, it is. It is. It is very important this time of year. Again, it's a little different this year. So with people and, you know, everyone's got to do what they need to do for Thanksgiving and be safe about it. And, you know, very nice time of year, but different circumstances this year. And I hope everyone can, you know, do the right thing and do everything their part they need to do, and but be thankful for everything that you have and everything good. Try to find the good. Try to find the good, even if it's a little bit every day.
That's
what I always say.
That's really it. And you know, when sometimes when we need to look for things that are good, we should look towards those who we look upon and honor because they've been around for a while and have seen it all. Our parents, grandparents, and aunts and uncles, and people who are the, well, the senior members, right? And
yes, we have a lot with our practice. Probably, I'd say 85% of our practice is demographic over the age of 55. So we
well, there you go, and that
a lot.
That is a magic number these days because now you. Find that things are being built and things are being tailored to those who are at that age, that 55 and older age. And it's an interesting age because it'd be a big difference between 55 and, say, 85. I mean,
yes.
And it used to be 55 was 85 once upon a time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. Everyone thought their parents were 100 when they were 50.
Right, so exactly.
When you're a kid, when you're a child, you're like, Mom, how old are you? Like, oh, I'm 55. Like, oh, my gosh, that's so old. And now it's like we have a patient that's 103 the other day, and she's like walking in here like she, you know, is 55. So
there you go.
Age isn't much of it. It's just a number.
Well, it is just a number, and we are just handling things so much better now for a number of different reasons. Living longer, our lives have more quality, and, you know, it really is, it is probably a good time to, you know, have lived this long, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great time to be alive.
Well, you know,
year.
It seems goofy to say that in 2020, but it kind of is.
No, it is. It is. It's very true because there's a lot of craziness going out there. And if anyone has ever listened to me on the air, I'm very truthful and honest and kind. But 2020 is a very pivotal year with people, and we see it here. And you know, it's a time to. You know, it's a good time to be, you know, living and understanding and kindness, and you know, it is. And our seniors are, you know, they're trucking through, and it's really important. It's very important. Our seniors and our over the age of 55, our older crowd, you know, they're thriving. They're doing great, and you know, we appreciate our seniors. Our seniors are where it's at this year, I'll tell you what.
That's for sure. I wonder if that's because of all of the groups, those folks would have seen things that can be possibly compared to what we're going through now. Do you think that that's it?
Resilience.
Sure.
I talked to my seniors this year, and like I said, I'm not. I told you before, we're not talking about COVID. So anything I say today is not related to COVID. I'm putting that out there.
Okay.
There's no COVID talk. So our seniors are resilient. They've seen wars and famine.
That's
and
what I'm talking about.
Depression, the Great Depression, and they've seen, you know, different things, changing of presidents and, you know, all these things. They've seen history. They're like a walking history book. They see everything.
Well, that's true.
And it's like, you know, we take the time here with our practice. Dr. Sworn loves it. Dr. Sworn will be in there talking about, you know, we have a patient. He's awesome. He was in Normandy. He was 18. And he went back recently.
Is that right?
To Normandy. Yeah. It was like a year ago. Went back. And he's like, I couldn't even believe Stephanie is a completely different place. He's like, when I went out when I was 18, he's like, I was scared to go there. And I can't believe now that I'm this old, however, you know, however old he is now, when I went back, it's a completely different place. Dr. Warren loves that. He'll go in the room. He talks about the past. And like I always say, like I just said, seniors are walking history books. If you stop for a minute, get away from your life and listen, their stories.
Yes.
Stuff that we've never heard before. And it's stuff that we've never heard. Pretty cool.
And it's not all, not to minimize certainly anyone's accomplishment or anyone's presence in a historical
moment, but there are
so many meaningful stories that someone who has been around the block a few times can tell. I mean, just a person like that 18-year-old that who's got to be upper 80s, low 90s now. Now, that person would have lived, if that person lived in Newport or in Middletown or somewhere like that, that was a far different place than the Newport and Middletown we know today. There's a very good possibility that that person could have been on a farm and had farm chores and had and be able to tell those kinds of tales, breaking the ice in the bucket in the morning and going, having to dig through snow and things like that, that are certainly far, far different today. Now, is that as monumental as crossing the bridges of Normandy on June 6th of 1944? Certainly not. But you know what? It is just as important and just as meaningful and just as unique, because that young man would have known at an early age, if he doesn't break the ice in that bucket, the cow doesn't drink. And if the cow doesn't drink, the cow doesn't give milk, and so forth and on. Very, very meaningful. You're so right.
Yeah, everything, and that's the thing too, is like again, a part of our practice is older people, and it's like, you know, we hear the struggles, we hear it, we see, like, you know, this once, you know, this person that once was a doctor and is now talking to Dr. Saborn, who's a doctor. And Dr. Saborn will turn around and be like, you know, hey, Steph, like, he was a doctor. Like, you know, he's, you know, this patient, you know, whoever is, you know, 85 now or whatever. That person was a doctor. They did exactly what Dr. Saborn did. And John, you know, he'll be like, that's going to be me one day. I'm like, yeah, that's going to be you. You're going to be in that chair and you're going to be telling your stories. And it's like, you know, everyone, I always say, everyone has a story. You just have to stop for a minute and listen to somebody besides yourself.
That's true. So tell us a story of someone that you have encountered maybe this week, maybe a story about Thanksgiving or a story about a family that you may have heard this week.
Well, I don't know. I was talking to Ash today. Ashley's my partner in the company. We have a couple of people in the company, so I'll give you a little backstory. So Ashley's not only my professional partner here, besides Dr. Saborn, who's the owner, but she's also my partner in crime, my best friend and everything.
Nice.
And Ash doesn't like the talking on the phone and talking, you know, like on WADK and stuff like that. She's kind of behind the scenes and that's cool. But she's been at the desk lately because we've, you know, been having to move things around because of, you know, what's going on in the world right now, staffing wise. So Ashley is now at the desk and now she interacts with these patients. And sadly, this Thanksgiving, people are sad. And that's hurting us this year, is we're hearing the stories of, you know, I can't see my family. I can't see my kids. I can't see my grandkids. And she told me today that a patient expressed that yesterday and was tearing up. And normally when I hear that and you hear that, Bruce, it's like, we got to do something, but you can't do anything this year. So that was a story this week that kind of hit the heartstrings.
Yep.
Was, you know, our older crowd that did such great stuff for us, you know, they're struggling. So it's like, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to me, you know, maybe reach out to somebody, like call them an older person, call your grandparents.
Don't leave them alone.
Send them a letter.
And that's a good idea. Send them a letter. They would love to receive it. And do all you can to make sure that that person is not alone, particularly next week.
Yeah. Just, you know, if you have grandparents and, you know, you can't be with them this year and you can't have your big to-do, which very completely, it's rational to not do your big to-do this year, but, you know, reach out to them. If you have a neighbor and your neighbor across the street is an 85-year-old woman and she goes to the mailbox every day, like,
sure,
put a pie on her front step or, you know, write her a card and tuck it in her door or something. I always say I like porch presents. Porch presents are big this year where you can't be with your family, but you can still run, drop something off on their door and look and watch them smile when they come out and answer the door. And they see that somebody cares about them. You can still have human connection this year without a human connection. You can still try to make somebody else happy and smile without seeing them face to face.
That's important
this week, especially with our older crowd. You know,
that is
veterans.
A wonderful thought. That is a wonderful thought.
And they're veterans.
And they are veterans. And we'll get to that in a minute. Hang on to that thought for a minute, and we'll continue here. We're talking with Stephanie from Coastal Foot and Ankle. And if you are having difficulty with your feet, your ankle, anything down south there, then these are the folks, and Dr. Jonathan Saborn would be happy to help you, and we'll give you a number to get in touch and all the information just ahead. Here in the Elder Affairs edition of the Open Forum, quick check of traffic, WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. We've got a fairly good ride with building volume on the Newport Pell Bridge. We're seeing slow traffic now eastbound under the Jamestown Arch, as well as that slow stretch just before the 3rd Street overpass as you leave the bridge. And now that part is all that's left of the construction zone. As they wrap that up, will be two lanes each direction before too long. Out west, we have going west, Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge with a work zone in place in North Kingstown. So we're up to 6 minutes plus from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exit in either direction. Mount Hope Bridge looks good end-to-end. Saconnet River Bridge, speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. And that construction crew has wrapped up at least for lunch on 24 South. We'll check it again from the VD exit, the Fish Road exit, where it's always VD and U in less than 30 minutes.
In these difficult times, if you or someone you know needs vital roof repairs or a brand new roof, A1 Roofing is proud to offer 0% financing with deferred payments for 6 or 12 months. The application is quick and easy and online. Go to A1RoofingCompany.com. Get that roof repaired. Get that new roof with 0% financing available now through A1 Roofing. To apply, go to A1RoofingCompany.com.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Newport Yacht Interiors accommodates the global yachting community. They provide exceptional interior design services and custom fabricated yacht interiors. Contact owner Cheryl DeGennaro at cheryl@newportyachtinteriors.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Season's greetings from Nairobi.
We're proud to sponsor the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots Drive going on now at all Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations.
Start a holiday tradition with your family.
Gather up toys and clothing for the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots.
And drop them off at any Cartage Furniture and Mattresses locations. Nairobi will make sure they reach the children in need in our area.
Visit Cartage.com for your nearest location.
Nice sweater.
It's a Christmas sweater.
Happy holidays.
And many thanks for your help in making the season bright.
The Irish Hour is back with some old and some new, but always the best in traditional and contemporary Irish and Irish-influenced music. I'm Rick Kelly. Join me Sunday mornings at 8 for the Irish Hour on 1540 AM and WADK.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Brown, inviting you to join me for a fun show called Talkin' Birds every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on 1540 AM WADK.
This is the Open Forum. It is the Elder Affairs service that we provide, and we're talking with Stephanie St. Laurent from Coastal Foot and Ankle. And Stephanie, let's put our contact info out there, our get-in-touch numbers, and how can we reach out to Coastal Foot and Ankle?
Sure. So if you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Saborin, you can give us a call at 849-2157. We have an office in Middletown, right in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza between the Maha Center and the Aquidneck Meat Market. We're right behind Dr. Ciccelli's office, Coastal Medical, so you can come see us there. We also have a satellite office in Fall River on the side of Charlton Hospital at 300 Hanover Street. If you'd like to make an appointment for any of those offices, you can give us a call, 849-2157. You'll speak to myself, you'll speak to Evan, you'll speak to Ashley, set up an appointment. Right now, Dr. Saborin is taking new patients. We're happy to see you. You can come in, meet Dr. Saborin. He's really great. We take pride in taking extreme care for our patients and treating everyone, with kindness. And we just care really, we really deeply care about our patients and their experience when they come through our doors. And so you can also, if you want to check us out, if you're tech savvy and you go on Facebook, we have a Facebook page. It's Coastal Foot and Ankle, Dr. Jonathan Saborn. We also have an Instagram. It's Coastal Foot Ankle. And we do have a website, which is www.coastalfootdoc.com. And you can check out the services we provide, check out Dr. Saborn and all of our profiles, look at our office. We're really happy to have you come in and see us if you do need us.
Well, there you go. And don't let things go. And it's important to note that with this atmosphere currently of you can't do this, you can't do that, that one thing that is clear is that healthcare is open. Healthcare remains open. And in fact, the word is don't ignore your situations. If you have something that needs attention, if you've been putting it off or not, pay attention to it. Don't let it go. And certainly the folks at Coastal Foot and Ankle are there for you.
So that is very important. That's something you brought up is very, very important. Again, I didn't want to talk about COVID-19.
Well, we're
going to
talk about it in the
briefly,
sense of whatever,
yeah,
but just
exactly
just in the how so, it applies here, because you really shouldn't ignore things.
That's very important.
Yeah.
When the first round back in April, March, April, and May, it was very, very unfortunate, and it upset Dr. Saborn a lot. We had patients that had, patients that are diabetic. They're predisposed to have diabetic wounds and ulcers, and, they don't heal as properly because of being diabetic. So we had patients that were not taking care of themselves. We had a person that had an ulcer on his leg. It was so bad, he didn't come in. He was wrapping his legs up in towels, like regular kitchen towels, like a month and a half. And we were like, why didn't you come in? And they said, well, because we thought that we weren't allowed to go to a doctor's office. That's sad. And it's very scary at the same time.
And it is, and it's so terrible that person was that misinformed, but it was made very, very clear yesterday that is no longer the case. And in fact, you're encouraged to go and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of that is non-COVID. Just because you don't have COVID, you got something else, go get it taken care of. And not only is it okay to do it, you really should do it.
Yes. So we have here in our office, in our Fall River office, I'm really not going to touch upon that because I know the majority of the people that are listening to the show right now are for the Middletown, Aquidneck Island area. So our office in Middletown, we are seeing patients. I came up with a COVID-19 plan and with the CDC guidelines and the Rhode Island Department of Health on how we could see patients safely. Dr. Saborn, we did not shut down this office during COVID. We worked every day, all day. We were always here. We were always seeing patients. Patients still needed to be seen. We still have patients that had fractures, wounds, ulcers, infections, ingrown toenails, everything that Dr. Saborn would see, we were seeing during COVID. We are still doing curbside check-in. When patients come to our office, they have to be COVID screened. It is required for you to walk in our door that we have to take your temperature. We have to screen you to make sure you are safe to come in here. We're doing curbside check-in. When you come to our office, you wait in your car. Everything is safe. Now I'm starting to hear, we had a little lull for patients saying, well, is this sanitized? That's starting to happen again. Mm-hmm. When you go to a doctor's office, even pre-pandemic, everything sanitized because of OSHA, Department of Health, Center for Disease Control. We have guidelines as a facility, a medical facility, or any medical facility for that matter, to have sanitation protocols and cleaning protocols and sterilization protocols, bloodborne pathogen trainings we take. This is everything in a medical facility. So when you go into a medical facility, you should have that sense of security. Like, I know these people are cleaning their stuff. I know that we're sanitizing, spraying. We're mopping with, cleaners that kill everything all day. It's like, hold on. We have to wait till the floor dry. Like, this is what we're doing all day. So don't be scared to go to a doctor's office. They have these protocols in place for your safety. So if you have an ingrown toenail and you're like, well, I'll just see how it goes, please call us. We're happy to help you.
Excellent.
Dr. Saborin is happy to help you. So it's, you know, it's very, don't let your health care go to the wayside.
For sure. Excellent advice. Thanks for being an ambassador for the entire profession. That is terrific that you guys can do that. And we really appreciate it. Give us the number and the address one more time, Stephanie.
Sure. Coastal Foot and Ankle, Dr. Jonathan Saborin, located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. I always tell patients, look for the big green awning that says Coastal Foot and Ankle above our door. And we have a park bench right next to our door. It's 849-2157 is our phone number. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our website is www.coastalfootdoc.com.
Excellent. Well, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, you and Dr. Saborin and Ashley and everybody.
Thank you.
And thanks for being with us today. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Have a nice Thanksgiving, everyone. Take care of yourselves.
All the best. It's the Open Forum, the Elder Affairs Edition, and we'll be right back on WADK.
WADK weather.
Today, partly sunny and breezy, high 57. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny once again, high 58. A few clouds will stick around tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 48. Overcast Sunday night with late showers, low 44. Kicking off the week on Monday, cloudy with a few sulky morning showers, followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, located amidst the splendor of beautiful Newport on Harrison Avenue, has elegant interiors and offers the comforts of home for those who need short-term rehabilitation following a hospital stay, along with long-term care for those with chronic conditions or respite care when family givers need time away. For those with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, special care rooms provide a secure environment with specially trained staff. Village House strives to help all its residents live a life of dignity and respect. Call 849-5222 to schedule a visit.
Hi, this is Dolores Bauer, Count Rep for WADK. I've been a Newport area resident for over 40 years now, and I love where I live. How lucky are we? And so, I'd like to remind everyone how important it is in these times to support our local businesses. Tourist season is drawing to a close. It's up to us to help the restaurants, stores, and other local businesses get through this pandemic. Shop local stores now and for the holidays, from gifts to groceries. Use a local contractor for the home improvement you're planning. Eat out, order takeout, or buy a gift card at a locally owned restaurant. We keep hearing we're all in this together. If you believe that, show it with your support of local businesses. Those businesses will appreciate your support, and you'll be happy when they're still open when all this is done with. Shop local.
America, start your engines. The roads are opening up, and it's time to drive again. Barry's Auto Group can make sure your vehicle is healthy and ready for the drive. Right now, they're offering up to 50% off the current labor rate on all services and oil changes. They're only $14.95. Don't forget about their Repair Now, Pay Later program, where you can service your car today and pay absolutely nothing for 1 year. Call Barry's at 847-5600 to schedule your next service appointment today, or visit Barry's Auto Group at 166 JT Connell Highway across from Walmart on the Rotary in Newport. Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these local businesses.
This segment is sponsored by the Rhode Island Publication Society, publishing and distributing Rhode Island history books since 1981, and re-releasing the Rhode Island Ethnic Pamphlet Series, with a pamphlet on each major ethnic group in the state. For the Society's catalog of books, call 272-1776. That's 272-1776.
Discover a Rhode Island author at the 2020 Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo, virtual, of course, Saturday, December 5th, featuring Rhode Island Olympian Elizabeth Beisel, baseball great the Spaceman Bill Lee, author panels, and an intimate coffee clutch to talk to local authors. Register free at riauthorexpo.com.
Stay up to date with all your sports news by listening to The Big Ticket with Teddy Horan on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
And the Open Forum continues now. It's the Elder Affairs Service of the Open Forum. And joining me on the line, we've got some important issues to talk about Medicare. So joining me is our friend Anthony Lamondi from Seniors Choice. Tony, always good to have you with us.
Good to be on again, Bruce. Thank you.
Well, it's a great, great pleasure. So this is a key time for Medicare. The open enrollment period is really on right now. How long does it go until?
We got about 2 weeks left to December 7th. So Monday, 2 weeks from Monday, we'll wrap things up. So really on the final stretch here.
We've been hearing a lot about it, and most of the time we hear, oh, it's going on or it's coming soon, but the exact date is important. So you really must sign up by December 7th, correct?
Yeah, in most cases, if you're happy with your plan, you really don't have to do anything. They keep renewing you. But it is a good idea to do a yearly review because, as you know, and you see, there are a lot of commercials, especially this year. I've been noticing a ton more commercials, about Medicare and all these additional benefits. So you really want to make sure that you're in the right plan because, you know, some of these plans do change each year. So, you can't really assume that everything's going to stay the same. That's why it's a good idea maybe to give us a call and sit down and we'll do a review and make sure it's still right for your situation.
Do things change that much from year to year, Tony? I mean, you mentioned that if you're happy with what you have, you can stay with it. Can you be assured that you're going to be getting the same coverage, or do things change year to year enough that you really need to take a look?
Yeah, on the Medicare.
From ABC News Tech Trends, the Department of Justice is suing Google. Details after this. University of Pennsylvania law professor Herbert Hovenkamp says the DOJ's suit is focused on Google's dominance in the search engine market.
The question is, of course, why is it that this search engine market is so uneven in its size? And the government is alleging that there are some anti-competitive restraints involved.
He says Google is the default search engine on many devices, including smartphones.
Defaults are pretty sticky when it comes to handhelds. People buy their Android phones or they buy their iPhones, and Google search is the default. And for the most part, they stick with it.
But when it comes to laptops and desktops, many go out of their way to set Google as their default.
The default doesn't really explain Google's dominance in the desktop laptop market.
With Tech Trends, I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy place.
With apartments available for purchase in every size and style, Laurel Mead is an affordable option for premier senior living. Call or visit laurelmead.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot & Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot & Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot & Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot & Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot & Ankle family.
I was laid off because of the coronavirus. As the bills started to pile up, I got really worried.
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund, my family is getting through this tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
As your heating system ages, it can lose efficiency or stop working altogether. Superior Comfort Incorporated offers quality heating system installation for every home. You rely on your boiler for heat and hot water, and when your boiler breaks or stops working efficiently, you need an experienced HVAC contractor who's well-versed in boiler installation to replace your unit as soon as possible, as well as keeping your comfort and budget in mind. Superior Comfort offers a variety of makes and models and will help you select the new boiler to best fit your home. When you choose them for boiler installation, you'll get the benefit of affordable pricing, prompt service, quality workmanship, customer-focused professionals. Superior Comfort takes pride in their excellent customer service. They welcome the opportunity to show you how their skilled technicians can best serve you. Call today, 401-396-9171. Or find them online at SuperiorComfortInc.com for more information or to set up an appointment for a furnace or boiler installation.
1540 WADK is online at WADK.com. Now giving you the information you need day and night at WADK.com.
Well, here we are in the kitchen at Pirelli's on the line with
the
man.
Line. How you doing, Bruce? Very nice to see you.
You got the prosciutto hanging?
Prosciuttos are hanging. We just did 45 pounds of super sod last weekend. We tried a new method because usually we do it in January during Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah.
We did a little different scientific approach. Tried to incubate it with some back to foam and get a culture in it to get it going quicker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very science. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something different.
Science, progress.
We can't keep up with it, so this way we'll be able to make more faster, and hopefully it'll be better or good as.
Good for you all. It's going to be as good as ever, no doubt about it. So,
well, we got a nice little back room. It holds up to 50 people, so it's a...
What are you making for these parties? Everybody ordering the same thing?
Everybody, we're doing barbecue for one of them. They're all over the place. The rescue's having roast beef and chicken, falling off the bone chicken. The police department, they're going to order right from the menu. They come in, they take their time.
Good.
Get some apps.
Good. So I just have a question. Does the rescues and the fire department, do they order the good Vinny plate?
Everybody orders a good Vinny plate. Kathy had a good Vinny plate today for lunch. The good Vinny plate's back in swing. You know, the copas are ready from last year.
Nice.
And we're slicing into the prosciutto, the new prosciutto from last year. So everybody's excited about the good Vinny plate.
Nice. Well, you've got that big barbecue going on. For that company that
Lynn Propane
that started out with you many years ago.
Yeah, and every year they, you know, we just go back every year, and you know, last year they did
more
a
people
roast, and no, it's just hi Joe, it's just a company, and they do it for their employees, and you know they don't. It's not a propane. Yeah, put it right there. It's not a propane. They don't deliver propane. They build propane trucks. So they have a huge facility, and you know they bring us right into the paint shop, and they put the fans on, and the smoke is going. So we actually, you know, we're inside. It's not, you know, we're not outside freezing and trying to lug the food in through the snow and the rain because we've done that.
And it's a great Christmas party, a holiday party.
Yeah, it's just a holiday party for their employees, and you know that. But you know they have the menu. You know they go online to Pirellas.com and.
There you go.
They figure out to pick a few choices. And
excellent. And then you've got dinner nightly here and the great menu.
And, yeah, we have our
and the olive oil.
Menu. Oh, the olive oil came in from Italy.
And everybody's getting some.
Everybody.
On the plate.
Yeah, right. We've got it on the tables, and we have it, you know, shown out there. We have two different, you know, a robust and a milder one.
What's the difference?
One's more peppery. Mm-hmm. This year they had a really tough time with the crop, and which actually draws the nutrients out of the ground, which gives it more of a peppery kind of a taste. So, you know, we have some of that and just a milder version for people that, I mean, it's peppery. The way I like it that way. But
but it's the real stuff that Lou brought back with him. And that's
right. When I went to Calabria, we went to the importer, and he sent it to his importer in New Hampshire, who bottled it and, you know, labeled it for us. Yeah. And
well, it looks great, and what a nice touch for Christmas time and for the holidays. This is really great. So I've been saying all year, and I've been saying for years and years, that when you come here and you order from the menu here at Pirellas, that it's like having dinner with friends, even if you're by yourself, because there are so many friends and so many personalities on that menu.
Yeah, we have Stan Ross still, who you know we won the pasta challenge with. That you know we'll never ever lose that.
We have Captain Vinny. We have Good Vinny.
Regular Vinny. Actually, yesterday we had a luncheon for the National Guard. We had General Centrocchi here.
Really?
General D'Agostino, General Reed, and there was four generals and a couple of their.
Nice.
How
about that?
Vinny Pizzullo. Who was part of that whole recruiting team.
Right.
So, and actually, the General Centrocchio booked a party after yesterday for the 22nd. He's bringing in a group of people.
Now, does he play at his own party?
No, we don't have an entertainment.
He's bringing the band in.
He's not bringing the band. But they are doing something in Scituate at one of the...
He's really got a second act for himself.
Yeah, he's got a... You know, he plays on Federal Hill all the time. And Dave All Square and over by Vendor. Yeah, he's
quite a guy. Comes here for dinner.
They had a little luncheon meeting and holiday party. So
nice. Well, great. All the best.
Thank you.
Always great to be with you. Well, great to be here at the Blue Plate.
Good morning.
Great to be here with you and this new menu. Boy, this has just been a long time coming, and just every bit of it is a new discovery.
Yeah, and one of the big things that we were pushing for is to be a little bit more creative and focus on what we like to do and what we do, I think, pretty well, which is breakfast and brunch. And so we went hog wild with a new brunch menu, which is available 7 days a week. But we didn't want to go so crazy that you wouldn't remember that you're in a diner. So we've got a lot of comfort classics along with some creative stuff. And so far, so good. People have really, really loved it. A lot more Benedicts, a lot more. A new thing is our breakfast skillets, which seem to be working out really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about them.
Yeah, they're almost like outselling our omelets, which are crazy because omelets, I to this day still work on the omelet station. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is crazy. But so the biggest mover, I think, has been our Italian steak and eggs, which is like a slow braised beef and a tomato espanol sauce with braised carrots, celery, onion, just for the flavor. And then what we do is we serve that in a skillet with eggs of your choice, toast of your choice, and the dipping sauce, which is really awesome. So that's worked out really, really great. Our Mexican skillet is taken off. Everybody they hated it when I took our Mexican omelet off, which is chili, right, salsa, or pico de gallo, homemade pico de gallo, cheddar cheese, avocado. And so we brought it back and kind of revamped it a little bit as a skillet, so with breakfast potatoes. And that's been selling like crazy. Of course, we've got our classic Benedict, Portuguese Benedict, which is a chorizo hash. And the old classic, which is our Irish Benedict, our crow's nest, which is our homemade corned beef hash, poached eggs, and hollandaise.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got a veggie Benedict and a couple other derivations, which are huge. And this year, this seems to be the year of the waffle.
Yes.
It's crazy. Everywhere you go, you see chicken and waffles. And I'm like, well, why don't we have a chicken and waffle? So
why
we went
not?
A little crazy with the sweet and savory. And I so think you like it. I know you've had it.
One of my favorites, really. So. I was lucky to be a little your R&D person, which was a treat, believe me. But this is...
It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
And we're back here on this Friday. We will reschedule our friend Tony Lamondi from Senior's Choice to early next week, just so that we don't start off with him and then have to interrupt him again. So... please reach out to Senior's Choice and Tony Lamondi, and very, very important, the Medicare open enrollment until December 7th, and he'll explain to you all of the differences between Medicare supplements and Medicare advantages. His website is seniorschoiceri.com, seniorschoiceri.com, and we'll have him back for a full-length visit in the next couple of days. So in the meantime, I do have today's corona numbers. They are, again, headed up. We have another day of almost 1,000 positive cases in the state. 961 is the number for today. And 961, that is against the total number of tests of 13,761. So that's going to send the rate of positivity up. The hospitalization picture is... currently in the hospital, we have 288. Now, that number's come down a little bit from yesterday. Let me just get my notes here so that I can bring you the tracking from day to day. And yesterday, we had 298 in the hospital, so that is down. The new admissions are 28. The new discharges are 36, so that at least is keeping pace. So if we were to interpret the data, it is not as dire. However, 961 positive cases is certainly not where we want to be. And, of course, with the lag in time that we know that the governor acknowledged yesterday between getting a test, making an appointment to get a test, getting a test, getting the results of the test, who knows where these tests were actually from? This is the 20th of November. These tests could be a week old. They could be older than that. So in terms of being able to track the source of these, it's difficult to say, if next to impossible. Nevertheless, these numbers have to come down or it would lead to some other things, unless it doesn't, quite frankly, because you can be a little bit encouraged going into the weekend seeing the hospital population picture drop. down is better than up in this case. And they went down by a full 10 from yesterday to today. Again, there's a lag there. So the hospitalizations, we believe, are at least a couple of days old. The actual last date of hospitalization from the Department of Health website actually is there are no hospitalizations after the 18th, which would mean the data would have had to have come in the day before that. So you're talking the 17th, so Tuesday, maybe even Monday. So again, almost a week behind in terms of hospitalization data being reported. And so what can we glean from that? Well, what we can glean is that the number's down. So does that mean that things are headed in the right direction? Well, we don't know with one day. We have to have a trend. We have to have at least some type of a pattern that goes on. And these numbers are not broken down by any means. We are not allowed to see where these are from. Are these Rhode Island Hospital, Newport Hospital, South County Hospital, Kent Hospital? Where are they from? We don't know. Woonsocket. We don't know. So, again, the numbers, and you would say, well, the numbers don't lie. Well, it's not that they lie or don't lie. The numbers don't do anything except sit there and you read them. But it depends on who's reading them, who's interpreting them, and what their source and the reliability of their source is. I mean, if someone's taking your temperature at this moment, then your temperature at this moment is your temperature. But if someone took your temperature last week and uses that as current data, absent taking your temperature again today, then there are some limitations to that. Anyway, the positive number is a little bit alarming as it has been. However, if we dig into it a little bit, get a little more what they call granular, we see that some of the other numbers are not quite as dire. The hospitalizations are down and down by a decent number. 284 today and 298 yesterday. Now, they were 284 the day before, by the way, but that could have been last weekend or even late last week. The other limitation, of course, is that now we don't have any type of reporting. We will not have any type of current data or up-to-date data until Monday, and that'll reflect today, tomorrow, and Sunday. These numbers are from yesterday and possibly the day before, and we know the hospitalizations are the day before then. The pause does not start until the 30th. A couple of notes in the final minute here. The Newport Mansions scheduled to kick off sparkling lights. That is still going to go on. And at least for next week, the mansions will be able to operate under the previous executive order. This new pause doesn't take effect until next week. So that would be the next executive order. So the Preservation Society sent out a note today in response to an inquiry from me that says that they are still operating under the previous order, which means it's okay until the 30th. Philharmonic sends out a note that says they're going to be reducing audience sizes. So we'll report on that for you tomorrow morning. And we'll be with you for dining out between 11 and 1. Don't lose hope. That's the message of the day. And